USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five people were killed by a shooter who opened fire along a walking trail in North Carolina's capital city of Raleigh on Thursday and eluded officers for hours before he was cornered in a home and arrested. An off-duty police officer was among those killed by the suspect. Police described him as a juvenile male, Democrat Governor Roy Cooper.
These law enforcement officers ran to the crisis when they knew that there was an active shooter who was ready to kill people.
Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont was hospitalized Thursday after he felt unwell at his McLean, Virginia home in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. As a precaution, 82-year-old Leahy remained in the hospital overnight for observations. Jurors recommended life in prison for the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz, Thursday, after the final vote for the death penalty was not unanimous. The final sentencing by the judge will take place November 1st. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is displeased how long the judicial system took to bring the murderer to justice and how one juror stopped the execution that was earned.
I just don't think anything else is appropriate except the capital sentence in this case. And so I was very disappointed to see that. I'm also disappointed that we're 4.5 years after these killings and we're just now getting this. You know, they used to do this. He would have been executed in 6 months.
Saudi Arabia is pushing back against accusations that OPEC Plus's decision to cut oil production earlier this month was politically motivated against the United States. The kingdom's foreign ministry said in a statement Thursday that the OPEC Plus decision, announced on October 5th, was purely economic and taken unanimously by all member states of the oil conglomerate. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
The man seen on video intentionally running down parade performers in Wisconsin last Christmas continues to make a mockery of justice as he's representing himself under multiple charges that could put him away for life.
Prosecutors argue Daryl Brooks drove his SUV through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last November, killing 6 people and injuring dozens more. As the trial continues in Waukesha, the tension between Brooks and Judge Jennifer Duro continues to rise.
I'm going to keep going. I just think the jury deserves to hear.
Mr. Brooks, I'm instructing you to stop making those statements.
Brooks faces 76 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Each of those counts carries a mandatory life sentence. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Stanford University in California apologized for limiting the admission of Jewish students in the 1950s after a task force commissioned by the school found records that show university officials excluded Jewish students for years, and later the school denied it occurred. The task force was formed in January and issued a report last month confirming Stanford had admission quotas for Jewish students. Homes were flooded in Melbourne, Australia, and other cities in the southeast on Friday, with rivers forecast to remain dangerously high for a few days. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews said about 500 homes in Victoria were flooded, and another 500 had been isolated by floodwater. USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.